This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut today afternoon. He will also undertake metro ride till Meerut South station. After that, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. He will also address the gathering on this occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually laid the foundation stone of a semiconductor manufacturing unit at the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar of Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the establishment of the HCL Foxconn Joint Venture Project India Chip Private Limited is a step towards technological self-reliance and will boost India's presence in the global chip ecosystem.
उत्तर प्रदेश भारत के सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम का बड़ा सेंटर बनने जा रहा है। HCL और Foxconn की ये नई फैक्ट्री टेक्नोलॉजी पावर हाउस के रूप में यूपी की नई पहचान को और सशक्त करेगी। इस सेमीकंडक्टर फैक्ट्री की वजह से देश के युवाओं को बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार मिलेगा।
The Prime Minister said this decade is India's tech decade and the work done by India in the field of technology in this decade will be the base of country's strength in the 21st century. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 this morning. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website, the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Assam, the new integrated terminal at Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati begins its operations from today, marking a major addition to the state's aviation infrastructure. This integrated terminal is expected to significantly enhance passenger handling capacity and improve overall operational efficiency in view of increasing air traffic in the region. The terminal has been designed to accommodate both domestic and international passengers, with upgraded security systems, improved passenger movement flow and modern infrastructure. The terminal was inaugurated on 20th of December by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. India's foreign exchange forex reserves surged by $8.663 billion to an all-time high of $725.727 billion during the week ended 13th of February. According to RBI, the value of gold reserves, a key component of foreign exchange reserves, increased by $4.990 billion to $128.466 billion. Foreign currency assets, the largest component of forex reserves, increased by $3.550 billion to $573.603 billion. The value of special drawing rights increased by $103 million to $18.924 billion. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will visit Tamil Nadu today. During the visit, the Vice President will participate as a chief guest at the foundation stone laying ceremony for the statue of Thiru V.O. Chidambaram Pillai at Vandiyur in Madurai. Later in the day, Mr. Radhakrishnan will also visit the Thiru Koshtiyur, Somya Narayan Perumal Temple and Rani Vedu Nachiyar Palace in Shivganga. Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tributes to Swami Sahajanand Saraswati on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Swami Sahajanand Saraswati was committed throughout his life to uniting a country which was divided by caste, religion and sect. The minister said that Swami Sahajanand had united the farmers and inspired them to join the freedom movement as well as awakened society against social evils. And that is the end of this news bulletin.